Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And that's the situation right now with the Guardians. They play this afternoon against Terry Francona's Cincinnati Reds, and we'll see what happens. Last night, 1-0. 3 hits for the Guardians. That was it. And it's kind of problematic because that's been the issue here. They've lost 10 of 15, averaging 3 runs a game in that stretch, and under 3 or fewer runs in 8 of those 15 games. Tom Withers is in for Andy Baskin today. I'm Jeff Phelps. We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He covers the Guardians for The Athletic. We love having him on the show. He's Mr. Zach Meisel. Hello, Zach.
Jeff, it's just you and me here. How's that other guy next to you doing?
He's doing okay. He seems to be enjoying himself. He's got some cool beads around his neck. He's got his leg in a brace and popped up. He's got ski poles.
He's upright, and that's an improvement.
Yeah.
This is weird. It's well, like the rare time in history where Terry Francona has been in better shape than Tom Withers.
Ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for Baskin and Phelps. Thank you very much. That's the line of the day right there,
there,
man.
You go.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Wait till Tito hears that one.
Okay, let me just get this one. Well, I'll tee you up. Are there internal solutions to the offensive issues?
No.
Okay.
I mean, there are incremental improvements you can make. Well, let's start with this. First of all, it's never as bad as it seems when you're at this point, and it's never as great as it seems when you're just flourishing and you can do no wrong, right? So it's somewhere in the middle. But right now, after a shutout loss on the heels of another frustrating offensive night, it's bad. And there are some internal things, I think, like Kyle Manzardo and even Stephen Kwan is in a little bit of a funk. And, they need to get Fry going and Lane Thomas going. Like, there will be some rebounds with the guys you have. I think they need to dip into AAA and get a better understanding of what C.J. Cephas can do and what Chase DeLauder can do. I think it's imperative that they get Juan Brito healthy and get him up here when he's right. But those guys aren't saviors right now. Like, that's not going to fix this and make this an above-average offense. I think where they're hurting is they just didn't upgrade a lineup that I think everybody could see from far away wasn't good enough. You know, it wasn't good enough in the playoffs. And they didn't do anything to address it over the winter. And so now, you know, it's going to take a lot of work from the front office, and it's going to take a lot of guys to sort of figure it out or blossom. And, these are the same conversations we've had for a while, right? Like, they're getting awesome output from Jose Ramirez, like maybe the best of his career. They're getting above average output in left field. And even at second base, where Daniel Schneeman's been pretty good, where Carlos Santana at first base and DH has defied Father Time. And so that's great. Like, half the lineup has been exceeded expectations. And then the other half, it's not like it's just like, not quite doing it. No, it's like worst in the league in right field and center field, and among the worst in the league at shortstop. Catcher has been a little better lately, thankfully, but that was in that group too. And these are positions where they haven't gotten offense in like 20 years. So, something's got to change at some point, you would think. But, you know, they're still searching for an answer in right field that they haven't had since like Shin-Soo Choo. So, yeah, I don't know what the solution is.
Zach, there were times last year, many of them, where we would walk out of the ballpark and kind of look at each other and say, can this team keep doing this? And they continued to do it, and they went wire to wire, and it was marvelous, and 92 wins, and they come within 3 wins of making the World Series, and blah, blah, blah. Is what we're seeing now, though, more of a reflection of what this team really is? I mean, is this a team that's just a little bit better than average in the AL? Do you think this is kind of... have they just kind of come back to where they're supposed to be?
Probably, but I do think there's something to be said that's intangible that you can't find a statistic for, where things just click and you have that season that's just magical for whatever reason. And, you know, I remember saying last May, I think they were like 36-17 at one point. And I declared, I'm no longer going to try to figure it out. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And it doesn't
happen. Let it happen,
sense,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
Like they basically went wire to wire, and at no point did they look like some juggernaut who was destined to win a World Series. But who cares, right? Like, you know, sometimes the sum is greater than the parts, and so the issue is you can't just rely on that taking place every year. Every team is different year to year, even if the personnel only changes a little bit. So. Right. I think that's been an issue. It seems like they've had some bad, I think the starting rotation is trending toward a really good place. Like, I love what I've seen from Slade Ciccone. I like what I've seen, not quite as consistent as you'd like, but from Luis Ortiz. I still think Gavin Williams can be a really good pitcher, and Tanner Bibee, I think, is a frontline starter. So there's like good things there, but it feels like, you know, maybe a night like the other night where Luis Ortiz just didn't quite have it, like, that's the night where they just don't get quite enough offense, right? And then other nights, you know, last night, Ciccone looked great, the bullpen was great, and you get no offense. So you lose 1-0, or you lose 7-5, or like it's not adding up.
So how do you recapture that magic, though, that you talked about, Zach? I mean, they're not playing the guards ball that everybody fell in love with last year. I mean, with the exception, I think, Sunday's game where they got like a single and a bloop and a throwing error, and you know, things kind of fell their way to get that 4-2 win. They just haven't manufactured runs like they did last year. How do you get that back?
Well, Tom, they don't have an identity. What is this team good at? I don't know the answer
Very
to that
true.
Yet. You know, I think it's going to be the rotation, but it's taken, you know, some rough stretches to get to this point with the pitching. So, you know, I think last year they were so patient. Remember, they went through that funk in August. They lost 7 straight, and then the Royals caught up to them for a minute. And Stephen Vogt said, you know, we got to stay the course, and we're not going to hold team meetings and throw chairs and do stuff just to do stuff. And he was proven correct. I mean, they picked it up, and obviously they made the run to the ALCS. I almost think they've leaned on that strategy too much so far, where they're too patient and they're too confident that things are going to turn around. I'm just, you know, it took forever to get Jonkenzie Noel back to Columbus, and they were admitting for a month that he was being put in a tough position to succeed, and yet they kept trotting him out there in that tough position to succeed. So I just think they need to be a little more aggressive with whether it's call-ups or just changing the playing time, not relying so much on, you know, they've faced 4 lefties in a row here, so your Daniel Schneeman and Kyle Manzardo haven't played. And like, that's not going to help their development. So it's, you know, they're perennially trying to balance contention and development, and it seems like right now they're not really making much progress.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On either front.
Zach Meisel joining us, covers the Guardians for The Athletic. And I was just going to follow up with something that you just touched on. Tom and I talked about them being locked in. They seem to be locked in on the idea of having to have a platoon in right field. And John Kenzie Noel, it sure hurt him. Now what's it going to do to Jonathan Rodriguez? How about just putting Nolan Jones out there, who hits the same against lefties and righties? And at second base, pick somebody and go. And, you know, you've been bouncing guys all over the place. Is the big picture this, Zach? They seem really locked in, and those are those words again, locked in on David Fry having to have at-bats, even though he can't play a position, and I know David had his moments last year, and also locked in on seeing, man, we got to get Lane Thomas going, even if it's killing us. And it's kind of killing him with both of those guys right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think back to the beginning of the year, I think Kyle Manzardo is like the perfect case study here, because remember, he starts the year just on fire, and he was doing it all against lefties. And it's like, wait, we thought this guy was going to be, you know, he's going to feast on righties. And once Fry came back, he'd probably cut into Manzardo's playing time against lefties. And instead, you know, Manzardo certainly cooled off against everybody, but never quite got going against righties. And now lefties, they're facing a bunch of lefties and he's not even playing. And it's just, I don't know. I want players who have the opportunity to prove that you can just hit everybody. Like, I want good hitters. I don't care if they hit lefties, righties, both. Like, just they need to find young players who can just prove themselves to be in the lineup every day. I mean, Schneeman has done everything you could ask and more against righties, and yet he's not really played in this series because they face lefties. And it's like, well, hasn't he earned a shot to prove that he can hit lefties too? So there, this is what I mean, where it's, you know, you're trying to not give young players too much that they can't handle, and yet also prove that they can handle things, and you're trying to win, and it's that. I don't know. Like, I want to see CJ Kafis soon, but I also fear that they're going to call up Kafis or DeLauder, you know, play them only against righties, and you know, it's just, it's more of the same. I don't know. Hopefully, you know, like, Travis Pizzano was the number one overall pick, right? Like, you hope whenever he comes up at some point next season, it's not just to face righties in a part-time role. So I don't know. They're in a tough spot. There's no answer waiting on the other side. Like, I think in Boston, they called up the top prospect in baseball, and they're like hoping it saves their season.
Roman Anthony.
That's not happening here. They need several fixes.
You led me right to DeLauder and Kafis, though, Zach. I'm surprised one or both of them hasn't been here already. Do you see that on the near horizon, though? Do you think that's possible within the next week or so? Is it dependent on what happens over the next few games?
It should be. You know, they weren't going to do it for this series with the Reds throwing three lefties. They're going to face a bunch of righties coming up. So it would make sense. You know, the thing with Kafis is they wanted him to get comfortable in the outfield because Santana and Manzardo and Fry are clogging up first base and DH. So, you know, he was playing a lot of corner outfield in Columbus, and then DeLauder came back from injury. George Valera came back from injury, and all of a sudden Kafis was back to first base at AAA. So, I don't know. Jonathan Rodriguez is not much of a fielder out there in right field. If they're comfortable throwing him out there, they should be fine throwing Kafis out there. And then with DeLauder, you know, they had this progression that they've been giving him a little bit more playing time week after week to prove he can stay healthy, because he's never done that. But you could make the argument that, well, if you're worried about his health and his availability, why not get whatever availability he's got and deploy it at the major league level? That dude's done nothing but hit everywhere he's been. So, you know, you never know if a kid is ready or not, but I think the team is ready for them.
Zach, thank you, sir. Great perspective.
You got it, guys. This is weird. I don't like talking to you without seeing you, Tom. Come on.
I might stop over later. I'll see.
There you go.
If I survive the next 2 hours here, maybe I'll make a little trip over. Nice talking to you, Z.
I know your knee's bad, so you might not be able to walk here, but you can take Tito's scooter if you need it.
It's available.
Still available, yeah.
Thanks, Zach.
All right, take care, guys.
Zach Meisel covers the Guardians for The Athletic. He joined us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.